Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Natalie and Anna with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, Brisbane's rental storm is still underway as vacancy rates barely rise. The latest PropTech Market Insight report shows Brisbane's vacancy rate in April is the second lowest in the country. PropTech economist Anna Flaherty said the vacancy rate is expected to remain low for the foreseeable future with low-end insight. She said we need initiatives to support first home buyer activity to get them out of the rental market.
A housing advocacy group is pressuring the Queensland government to permit faith-based organisations to build homes on the state's vacant land. The group, Yes in Faith's Backyard, is a new Christian organisation comprised of churches, town planners and architects around Brisbane. They are lobbying the government to allow them to build homes on vacant land owned by the churches in an attempt to ease housing stress in their communities. The state government said it would consider this submission in the Housing Availability and Affordability Amendment Bill.
In national news, opposition leader Peter Dutton has said that if elected, he will aim to reduce permanent migration into Australia from 185,000 to 140,000. The proposed slash to migration numbers was among other claims Dutton promised in his budget response speech yesterday, where he stated that there would be cuts to the entire migration program and reduce international students' number. In his speech, he also reconfirmed his support to nuclear power and pledged a new federal offence for online coercive control.
Family, domestic and sexual violence frontline services are struggling to operate to demand due to the federal government's lack of investment in the sector. Many legal centres, shelters or refuges will be forced to turn away or refer victims, as they claim the allocated funding is insufficient to support the staggering 1 in 4 Australian women experiencing partner violence. Violence refuges stated that while the promised payment of $5,000 for those escaping a violent situation is a start, it is ultimately insufficient and it will lead staff and service cuts across the board.
In international news, a second police officer was killed in the riots in New Caledonia. French Prime Minister Gabriel Attal confirmed that troops were sent to New Caledonia. The number of security forces on the island will increase from 1,700 to 2,700 by Friday night local time. Attal said the president asked them to show the utmost firmness towards looters and rioters. New Caledonia has been in a state of emergency since yesterday after 3 nights of riots.
For your weather, showers are forecast for Brisbane this morning, becoming less likely into the evening. It's currently 15 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The UV index is predicted to reach a moderate 4. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.